Again, I offer my word of thanks to all of the folks who have given of their time and to love children, to spend time with them and to help them understand that God, our Heavenly Father, loves them and holds them. And even for us adults, sometimes we forget about the simplicity of the love of Christ that holds us even when we blow it, or even whenever we feel very unlovable. So today, to try to pull it together for the kids or for us adults, I just want to talk just a few minutes, a little bit about what we find in Scripture about the love of Christ that holds us, the love of Christ that transforms us, and the love of Christ that compels us to be who we are.
Hello.
We see in Scripture that the love of Christ is seen in His teachings. It is seen in the way that He dealt with people of all kinds and of all walks of life. And we see the way He was so compassionate and so hospitable. He offered welcome to those along the way. And we also see it in Him laying down His life for you and me. The kids' two biblical stories that they looked at was that Jesus welcomed and loved the little children. And we also saw that Jesus, even on the cross, welcomed a thief who was being crucified with Him into the kingdom whenever that thief asked, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And so for us, the love of Christ is seen in His invitation. His invitations in Scripture for us to come and know life. For us to come who are weary and of heavy laden, and come and you will find rest. Throughout the Scriptures, we see Jesus walking through with those who follow Him in several ways. We see that He offered, if you're just investigating or you're wondering, His offer was to come and see. Come and see what God is up to. And you decide. It was an invitation, though. An invitation that could be denied or not accepted. He told others, "Come, follow me." He told those He called by the seashore. He called so those He saw in the cities, "Come, if anyone would come after me, let him take up his cross and follow after me." He also called the 12, or He called us into an intimate relationship to come and be with Him, to come and abide with Him. There's two illustrations that we'll get to in a minute, but Jesus also invited us to come and be part of the fellowship, of supping together, of sharing a meal. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone opens the door, I will come in and have supper with him." And John places it this way, that we're invited to come and abide. Abide in connection with Him, learning His teachings so that they are so in us that we live them out in a more natural way. Those are the invitations that we find in Scripture, and there are many more. Jesus would always offer the invitation, "Do you want to get well? What do you want me to do for you?" was one of His invitations. And so we are invited. The gospel is always a gospel of invitation, not a gospel of forcing people to do things. Jesus trusted people enough that they needed to make their decision of how they wanted to follow to the invitation. Jesus' invitations, though, were definitely seen in His ability of offering hospitality, hosting. He was so into welcoming people that He offered the gift of hospitality, and why we as a congregation need to make this a key component, a key value of our life at church, of being hospitable to the children, hospitable to those who are the least and the lost and the lonely. Being hospitable to those who are the outcast and who are the tax collectors and those who have lived sinful life, the invitation to come because God invites you to come. The invitation to the broken to be hospitable. whenever Jesus was with his disciples, he took bread and broke it. He had invited them. He was the host, and he was showing hospitality even to his disciples in that upper room. Several of the parables talk about the great banquet at the end, and we are invited to come, but we must accept the invitation, and we must come on the terms of how we are invited. Jesus took some of the suffering servant understanding out of Isaiah, and he saw it applying to him. Isaiah 55 offers these invitations to us that Jesus also exemplified. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy, and eat. Come buy wine, milk, without money and without cost. The invitation, come. For those of you who don't have, the invitation is to come. For those of you who are broke, the invitation is to come. And we are to come to him. And then for those of us who may have, who spend our money and yet it is not on the bread of life, who labor and go after things that don't satisfy, who work really hard and try to discover the code for life and it doesn't quite fill out, Jesus tells us to listen to me, and eat what is good, and you will delight in the riches of your fare. And then the invitation in verse 3 for us is, what kind of invitation are we invited to? Give ear to me and come. Listen that you may live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you. Jesus, looking at the suffering servant psalms that are in the book of Isaiah, would apply that to himself and would offer to you and to me the invitation that we might know the love of God that is beyond limits. And so for us today, it is that invitation. But how do we live it out, and what more ways can we lengthen the table so that more are invited to come rather than building our walls higher? In the Gospel of Luke, it says several things about the Son of Man. First, it says the Son of Man came not to serve or to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. And the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. Oh, we know those. There's one more in Luke's gospel, though, that says what the Son of Man came for. It says the Son of Man came eating and drinking. The first two seem to be purposes. He came to serve and to give. He came to seek and to save the lost. But here is the method that he used. He came supping and inviting people into an intimate relationship, a lot of times around the meal. Conversations about spiritual life around the meal. Now, we as Baptists love to eat, and we're going to have a sacrifice in a minute, and we're going to go eat. But what we need to be doing, amen, yeah, I heard that. But what we need to be doing is doing what Jesus did, serving others, seeking them so that they might know the love of the Father. But the method we're given is to do it over a meal with others who might not know the love of Father yet. See, we generally come up with our own strategy, though. Let's hold a big meeting. Let's hold a big thing, and we'll invite them to come, and they don't come. But if you sit down with a person over a meal and you learn their life, you hear their story, and if you're listening carefully, I bet there's going to be an opportunity for you to offer them the bread of life. Now, they may not take it, but it's always an invitation. And until we sit with others who are far from God, or who may not know the love of God, and we offer them sitting in an environment where it's not a big meeting, but a place that is intimate, kind of like a kitchen usually is, where the family gathers, there's our strategy for reaching our world for Christ. It's not inventing some other strategy. It's being the people of God organically, living out our faith in relationships with others, inviting people to have a meal with us, and listening to their heart hurts so that we offer hospitality. We offer compassion. We offer the invitation to know life and life abundantly. So my challenge to you and to me is for us to start reaching people around us that live near you or that you know, that you sense might be hurting. Invite them over for a meal. And in the time of meal, get to know them. And always be sensitive to God's Spirit of ways that He might be breaking in so that they might know the welcome of the love of God. Just like these kids have experienced the whole time. Just like these adults have tried to show them in hospitality of giving and serving so that they might know life. So today as we pray, and today as we go eat, we're going to eat with each other. But how about us learning to do meals with those that might not know the love of Christ yet? Or maybe they've wandered far from it and need to be invited home. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you pursued us with a love that is beyond limits, that you have searched us out so that we might know life and life abundant. For we are the lost, we are the broken, we are the lonely. And no matter how hard we tried, we have spent our time and spent our money on things that do not satisfy. So, Lord, today we come again, thanking you that you hold on to us even when we don't hold on to you. And, Lord, send us from this place that we might carry forth the bread of life to others that need it and are hungry for it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. As we end our service today, we want to remind you again that you are invited to come and share a time of celebration over in the Family Life Center. Again, we want to thank all the adults who gave of their time and talents and photography skills and decoration skills and all of that. We are so delighted that you gave so that others might know the real love of God. We always want to give you an opportunity to respond. Maybe there's someone in our midst who needs again to come home to the love of God who holds you just like it did whenever you were a child. And in childlike faith, we take steps of faith as we help one another to trust and follow Christ on this journey.